Okay, so now on to what makes us not grown-ups. They did a survey, and it said, at what age do you become a grown-up? And the number one answer was not yet.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, the number two answer was 18.
Yeah.
Other people
oh my
said
God.
20. Some people said 25. But the number one answer, I heard DJ talk about this yesterday. He must have seen the same study. And what
it's
did he,
N.A.
He's, you
know. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Definitely not 18 or 25.
DJ had me laugh. So DJ does the afternoon show, and he made me laugh because we were listening on the way to dinner, and he said, well, I still cut the crust off my grilled cheese. So like, oh, little DJ.
He wastes them?
Oh, my God. I totally eat the crust when Wyatt doesn't eat
Send
them.
Send them to Todd.
Come on, DJ.
That's the
Pick
best
off the
part.
Mold. Yeah.
Right. The crust is the best part.
So what makes you not a grown-up? And aside from the last 15 minutes of The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd, I have further evidence that I'm looking at a chart that shows the effectiveness of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, but it's going viral because it is in the shape of a...
I don't want to say
male
it.
Member?
Johnson.
Okay. I didn't want to say it. I was like, I don't want to get in trouble.
So, and I see that, and I'm, okay. So that's what makes me not
Let
a grown
up. Let me see it.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Of course you want to see
oh,
it.
Oh, my God. Good for them. Go
well,
Johnson
well
and Johnson. Yes.
Well endowed.
High efficacy.
Well, it's standing at attention.
Yes.
Thank you for saluting me.
Yes. So, what is it that makes you not a grown-up? 79COAST, 792-6278, or post on our Facebook page. Stephanie said, my boyfriend, for example, he's still impressed with his own farts.
Oh, my God.
Isn't every guy, though?
It is one of those things.
I mean, really. Let's be truthful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean... Mine are the best.
See?
Natoni says, I still sleep with a teddy bear.
Huh.
Wow, Rachel wears footed, hooded poop PJs.
Footed, hooded PJs.
Footed and hooded.
It sounds
hooded.
Very hot in there.
Right.
It sounds
very
hot. Like, she's hot from head to toe. I could never... Oh, God. No,
it's
I
like
need...
a sauna in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
A walking sauna.
By the way, those are surprisingly hard to find.
Footed hooded?
Yeah. I had a costume idea to be the kid from Where the Wild Things Are, the book, and
they
made a movie about it, but the classic book, right?
Yeah.
Maury Sendak, and he's got like the little crown that he cracks out.
That's what you wanted to be for Halloween.
Well, I thought it'd be a really easy Halloween
costume. You're so smart and maybe a little lame. I mean,
oh, come on.
You know,
wouldn't that have been cute if I, it would have been so easy.
Cute, sure. You weren't going to win any awards, though, for it.
I was going to be the caterpillar from Hungry Caterpillar.
I know, right? Like,
that would have been impressive.
With lots of holes.
Ridiculous.
Red, green, yellow, and purple. Come on, children.
And
happy
you
Halloween.
You could have had big leaves with holes.
Oh, see? And they would have been like, yeah, cool, you're a caterpillar.
Yeah,
no.
Awesome.
Or you could have been, if you got an orange little
metamorphosis.
Hooded footy thing, you could have been the kid from Snowy Day, the Ezra.
What are you talking about?
No.
Is this another ancient movie
books.
Of yours?
Come on.
No.
Ugh. You know, I
okay,
feel...
hold on a minute. You know Where the Wild Things Are. You know exactly what I'm talking
I know,
about.
I but it was like a kid's
cover.
Book from 40 years ago.
I don't remember I what happens. There's wild things. There's a I remember the kid from the cover, and that's about it.
But that's all I would have been. But I thought this would be a super easy Halloween costume that not everyone
that
would think
nobody
of.
Would
then you
should
have been Elf.
Elf.
Be Elf. Exactly.
Be Elf. That would have
been
like amazing.
Elf would have
been
amazing.
Yes.
Yes, just
like
challenge sandwiches and stuff. Like, that would have been phenomenal.
Then you're cool. You're
yeah,
the kid
you
who walks
are.
In
then
with,
you
like,
win awards. Then you win the Halloween costume award. You get the gift certificate to the restaurant.
You're the kid in the corner, like, you know, reading a book, and you're the guy at the bar who brings the book to the bar.
Yeah,
oh,
with the,
okay.
And the, the fanny pack.
Right, the fanny pack and and the very fancy drink. You're like, oh, look at this guy over here.
Finger out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listening to my music on my iPod.
Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow.
Oh, God, what a great song. But,
well, my point in bringing that up, aside from getting a barrage of insults from you
come on, we can do better.
Was that the hooded footed pajamas are surprisingly hard to find.
Yeah.
I went to like 15 stores and I thought of all places Newbury Comics would have it. Nope.
Because nobody wants to be the guy from Where the Wild Things Are.
No, exactly. Okay, but I'm just saying, Rachel, where do you get your footed hoodeds?
Not at Newbury Comics. It's in the where the wild things are section for Halloween costumes.
Yeah, right.
That section is in the nowhere section. Yeah. Right? Take a left. Keep walking. No, keep walking. Keep walking until you exit the door and get back in your car.
It's
and find
not
a better
at Spirit
idea.
Halloween out by the mall.
Well,
don't
no,
go there
not.
Either. They won't
it.
Have it.
Yeah, don't go there.
Okay.
Look it up online. It's out of stock.
Okay, this is just straight up bullying now. It's
decades.
Not even funny
yeah.
anymore.
It was actually never in stock.
They never made it.
Okay, I think you guys are jealous because your Halloween costumes suck. What were you guys for Halloween this year?
Dude, my Halloween
boring
costumes
and boring,
oh, and you know they do.
Oh, he was Dr. Shaw.
I've been Top Gun.
Oh, that's true. That yeah. was a good one.
I've been
okay,
Dr. Shaw.
Okay. I was a
come
bush.
Kelly was a bush.
I was a bush. Come on. And
Guns
around
and Roses,
Edward
that was Axel.
Boom. Right.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, that was actually when she started the European Wax Center commercials. That was when they said, ooh, I bet she will. She'll do ads for us.
Like the wild rumpus star!
There he is.
Oh, that's what that's from.
Yep. Okay, we play it every day.
I never
literally
knew.
Every day to start the show, and that's the costume I was talking about.
Okay, I didn't know wow. what that was from
Vague
either.
No more.